Okay, well, the regular season is over, and I'm Rick Moore with MSO News Sports. We're talking hockey with Linfield High School hockey boys coach John Gardner. And coach, in a sense, it's been a grind. In a sense, it's gone by fast. But here you are, really at the top of the heap, and congratulations on really a fantastic season.
Thank you so much. Well said. It is a grind, and then you're like, yeah, it's over before you know it. So it's good to kind of come up for air for a day or so, and then kind of retool for the playoffs.
Yeah, I think that's Einstein's theory of relativity and how time changes. It's just, it's really, really bizarre. You know, you had a trip down to the Vineyard that was interesting, to say the least, and then you came back and by your own volition had scheduled Gloucester, as you guys do, which has become a tremendous rivalry. And Gloucester has had a pretty good streak. They found themselves playing very good hockey. Tell me about this game that ended up in overtime with your guys.
Yeah, we always like ending the year against them on the road. Very good way to battle test before the tournament. I like it because it's the biggest gap of time we have between a rematch game. So when you play your teams in the league, you'll have like a team at the beginning of January and maybe the end of January, or like mid to end of December, mid to January. So this was, we played them January 1st, and then you fast forward 7 weeks, and it's a good barometer to see how far you've come. We know they play hard at home. It was their senior night, so we knew we'd get the most resistance out of them. So we were looking forward to it. A reverse of last year's. Last year we lost 4-3 in overtime, and this year we got them in overtime. So it was nice for us.
What do you take away as highlights for your team from that game?
Our guys, I leaned into them pretty good this whole week. I'm on vacation, and it afforded me even more time to kind of get to some interesting, unique ways to reach our guys and take a look in the mirror after that Hopkinton game. So they delivered. It was buy-in at its best, in the sense that we had a lot stacked against us. You go to the tank, you're probably not going to get a bunch of calls go your way, but we were down 1-0, 2-1, 3-2. Their second goal on the power play, kid literally bumped our goalie out of the whole net. And there was an empty net, and the ref kind of explained to me that, he didn't call it, and we had to be fine with it and swallow it. And then we battled back to get it to 2-2 with 27 seconds left in the second, and then inexplicably our one of our better puck-moving D just had the puck on his forehand coming out of our end, and he kind of dumped it, cycled it back into our end to one of Gloucester's players, and they scored with 9 seconds left.
Whoa.
That was a tough one to swallow. And then the third period are our best periods. We generally wear teams down, and it looked like we were going to get a bunch and not have to go to overtime, but we had to settle for overtime, and we scored within the first shift. Nice play from Aiden Norton to Jack Carpenter to Joe Rafa to end it. So it was an exciting way to end the year.
John, when you talk about a seasoned player who knows what he's doing, who makes the kind of play that that gives up a goal late in a period, it's the old omission commission thing. When you make a mistake physically, you can't deal with it as harshly as being stupid on the one hand, but on the other hand, they are kids, and something like that. Can you use that? I mean, it's just you have to play so long, so many games, so many periods, so many shifts to do the right thing that invariably somebody's going to, make a mistake somewhere along the line.
Yeah, we always talk about that. That's a life lesson. We always talk the ice lessons for life lessons, but it's not making a mistake. We're all going to make them. It's what you do after mistake.
Okay.
It's either you bail yourself out because guilt's a good motivator. You see a guy make a mistake in the offensive zone and he hunts the puck down all the way to the other end. Guilt's a good motivator. But our player, young kid that made the mistake, uncharacteristic, he ended up assisting. Beautiful play on the game winning. He had the secondary assist, which was a great pass. And he said to me, I had to make up for that mistake. So that's just kind of the guys we have. You make a mistake, you want to you either bail your teammate out or you get it back yourself. And in this case, our guy got it back, get the team back. So that was a positive for sure.
As a teacher, that's got to make you feel good when that happens.
Absolutely.
Unbelievable. That's super. Well, okay, Coach. A final thing I want to ask you. It's interesting you say you scheduled, you know, the team at the beginning and at the end for a reason. And when you look at the games, the first game and then this game against Gloucester, the last game, you know, the scores are similar. You came out on top on both of those. But do you see, can you actually see a progression by each team in terms of, you know, what they've learned over the course of a season? Is it, in other words, is it better hockey?
I think so. I mean, I think 4-2 last time, we were in the driver's seat most of the game. We ended up scoring a penalty shot, and they tied it, and then we ended up scoring on a penalty shot and another goal and kind of held on. When I say held on, like we were in control.
Mm-hmm.
This game, we put up a 4 spot, but I think we had every bit of 6, 7, 8, and that's not to say that they had their chances, but we had 2-on-1s and slot shots and opportunities on the power play. I think we only had one power play, maybe two. I felt good about we outshot, which isn't the end all be all, but I think we outchanced and out zone timed and out puck possession Gloucester. So they were just optimistic mm-hmm. with their scoring. I mean, at one point they had 3 goals on like 14 shots max.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was 3 goals on 12 shots after 2. And again, that's not an indictment on our goalie. They cash in. All the guys on Gloucester, you know, they play 3 lines and they can get you with all 3. They shoot well. They're good with the puck. So, but again, we knew going into Gloucester that it was going to be a down to the wire game and it's by design for both of us. Me and Derek love playing each other at the end of the year.
Yeah, and it's good to see the progression as I was thinking about for both teams, and it's a good barometer, which I think is what you're looking for when you go into the playoffs. And it's funny, Coach Gary said at the beginning of the year, he said, you know, there's no snipers on this team. We got to get dirty goals. We got to scrap for them. So apparently they found a way to do that, and they've elevated their game. So good test for you guys. Now we look at the final power rankings that came out the other day, 2 days ago, I guess it was, and. You know, you're ranked number 2 above all these other schools, Coach, 17-1-1. And you look at that, and I think you're the one who said, you know, it doesn't matter if you go undefeated in the regular season. It's the postseason that matters. So what's next now? Because the seedings aren't out yet, and I don't know when they come out. So let me know what's the plan for Linfield.
So, with the win against Gloucester, that got us to 18. It's not going to leapfrog us over Situ. I prefer not being the one seed. We had the bullseye on us for 2 months, so we're all set with that now. You're going to have a path. It's going to be determined in the next, you know, today, tomorrow, and I think there's even a game scheduled Saturday. I don't know what that's all about. And then there's the play-in games. There's going to be at least 3 play-in games for the D3 tournament. At this point, we just got to worry about ourselves. Maybe look at some film on possible opponents that we're going to play. But for us right now, it's more to do about us. That's a luxury that we have. If we bring our game close to our ceiling, then we feel pretty confident that we're going to be tough to beat. So right now, it's just rest. We got the day off tomorrow, and then we got 4 days in a row. And we'll just kind of – we have the benefit of having a really deep program, so – when we do like a program scrimmage tomorrow, Saturday, we have 2 hours of ice. We'll end up bringing a JV line that's really talented and 2D. So each team when we scrimmage on Saturday will be 3 lines and 5D. And we can really push the pace. And we get better throughout the week practicing hard against each other, where I don't think other teams, there's a significant drop off, you know, from their top line or their top 6 to their bottom 6. We don't really have a significant drop-off, so that's very beneficial. It helped us last year. It should help us this year.
When is the possible first game for you guys? When would that be?
We're definitely playing March 1st.
March.
We're hosting, okay. Sure, March 1st, 7:15 at the Van, and we'll see who it's against. There's a couple games that have to sort out. before they give the final ranking, and then they'll do the play-in games, which I imagine will happen Saturday, Sunday, maybe even Monday, which, you know, probably doesn't bode well for the team that has to do a play-in game on Monday and then play a playoff game on Wednesday. So we'll see.
Wow. All right, man. My head is spinning with all this stuff. And I guess a final comment, John, if you would, please, on your team. You know, after you go 18-1-1, good Lord, man. I mean, that's fantastic. And I know your expectations were high at the beginning of the season because you know this is a good group. But if you put things in perspective the last 8, 10, 12 weeks, whatever it's been, how do you look back on this team? Not worrying about the playoffs just yet, but this regular season for your guys, night to night to night, how would you summarize this?
Well, similar to last year's team, one of their intangibles is their competitiveness. They just, you know, I talk about the load-love ratio. You got to load losing way more than you love winning. And our guys just multiple times this year had our back against the wall, down late in games, and they just refused to go quietly. So, you know, getting that out of the way on the island was meant to be, because we needed to recalibrate some things. And as I mentioned, it was buy-in at its best. I asked a lot of them this week, and then the day of the Gloucester game, we put a lot on them, and they delivered. So it's encouraging. Our guys are always their own worst critic. They're always trying to get better, so that's huge. And again, we don't take anyone lightly, but you know, the slogan we've had all year, even if we went undefeated, was measured in March. And March 1st is right around the corner, so let's go.
Amazing. Hey, final question. Who controls the music in the locker room?
We have a couple guys, and I got to tell you, the past two seasons, they've been phenomenal. And any coach that is outside our room, Derek even made a comment last night, they got some old school songs going. I used to listen to when I was at Van Halen, Metallica. They play AC/DC. They play it all. They don't play. We've had teams in the past, you know, dating myself, that'll play like the new age stuff, and it's cringeworthy. I say, how do you get up for a game listening to this garbage? But they're playing some good stuff now.
Oh, you're talking my language, man. That's way cool. Good old kick-ass heavy metal rock and roll. I love it.
Absolutely.
All right, Coach, we'll talk. We're going to talk again before the tournament, because that's a long layoff, and I can't go that long without talking with you. But in the meantime, once again, congratulations to you and to your coaches and to your team on a fabulous season.
Appreciate it, and the feeling's mutual. Yeah, we shouldn't go more than a couple of days, buddy. So
all right.
We'll talk soon.
I learned so much. Thanks, Coach. Take care. Bye-bye. That is John Gardner, who is the Linfield High School boys hockey coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.